Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report, local stories and local voices from the Tantramar region. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, February 7th. Coming up on today's show.
The generosity of artists in the community and outside of the community is really like overwhelming and wonderful. And some of the works are just really incredible.
That's Emily Falvey, director of the Owens Art Gallery, one of the organizers for The Sweetest Little Thing, a community event and fundraising art auction that launches online today. Falvey will join us shortly to talk about The Sweetest Little Thing, its importance to the community, and what to expect from the February 14th online event hosted by the Owens and Strutz Gallery. But first, CHMA's daily news and information briefs. Between 55 and 60 centimeters of snow fell in Sackville this past weekend in the storm that started Thursday night and lasted through Friday. So far this winter, 257 centimeters of snow has been measured in Moncton, according to Environment Canada data. Saturday's Vitalite vaccine clinic at the Sackville Visitor Information Center had a late start due to the storm, with appointments scheduled for the first 2 hours canceled and rescheduled. A clinic scheduled for today has been shortened to a half day from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Appointments for kids aged 5 to 11 are available from 2:30 to 4 today. Vitalite has also booked the Visitor Information Center for February 24th, but has not opened up that date to appointment bookings yet. People can book a vaccine appointment at gnb.ca/bookavaccine or through Jean Coutu or the Corner Drugstore websites. The deadline for a decision on how many councillors will govern the new entity 40, as well as who they will represent, has been delayed. Government-appointed facilitator Chad Peters had informed Sackville Town Council that a decision would happen by this Friday, February 11th, but has since informed them that he will take more time on the decision. A meeting of the advisory committee appointed by Peters is also delayed. It will now happen next week on February 15th. The original timeline proposed by Peters allowed no opportunity for public consultation, something that garnered much criticism last week from Sackville Town councillors at a meeting of their new Municipal Reform Committee. That committee will meet again this week on Wednesday evening. Meetings of the provincially appointed advisory committee are not open to the public, but meetings of the Municipal Reform Committee of Sackville Town Council are. Municipal reform is also on the agenda for tonight's meeting of Sackville Town Council, but at the end of a long list of other matters. Council will hear the RCMP's quarterly update and three presentations from community members, including one from Les Hicks on the animal control bylaw. That bylaw has been up for discussion at council in recent months as it pertains to cats, with one resident asking that they be covered by similar regulations as dogs. Council will also discuss community development grants, a possible street closure for this year's levee on the lake, the renewal of the Visitor Information Center contracts with the Craft Gallery and Robert Lyon, and the town's CAO bylaw and hiring policy. Tonight's council meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall and via live stream on YouTube. People who wish to attend in person should contact Town Clerk Donna Beale before 4 p.m. For the second year since 1999, The Sweetest Little Thing is online. I called up Owens Art Gallery director and organizer Emily Falvey to find out more about Sackville's Valentine's Day tradition. Emily Falvey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, for the uninitiated, what is The Sweetest Little Thing?
So, The Sweetest Little Thing is a community event and fundraiser that the Owens Art Gallery and Strutz Gallery have been organizing together since 1999. So that's quite a long time. And over the years, it's really evolved into this. It's almost more of a community event than a fundraiser at this point. And it's always been held, with the exception of 1 year, on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And it's before the pandemic, of course, because last year it was online, like it is this year. It was an occasion for, you know, artists and community members to gather at the Owens to dress up or dress down, didn't matter, to share like cake and conversation and look at the works that artists have donated from across the country, but also like a very large number of local artists and artists in the Atlantic. And then we had things like best dress competition, which we've managed to carry over to the online platform. There was a cakewalk, which is obviously not possible. However, we will be raffling a cake and having it delivered by a cake delivery person. Bucky Buckler did it last year, and he's doing it again this year. So that's kind of the sweetest little thing in a nutshell.
Okay. And all those artworks, that they're up for auction, right? I mean, so that's part of the fundraising component is really like, this is a chance. So the artists from across the country have donated works. People here and everywhere, I guess, can bid on them. And that's sort of the fundraising component and also kind of the fun component of it.
It is. And what's different about The Sweetest Little Thing is that it's sort of in the name of the event. The works are supposed, like, they're generally smaller works. And in many cases, the artists have made them for specifically for The Sweetest Little Thing. And yes, you can bid on them. It's a totally online auction this year. Normally, we've had an exhibition up that people can look at the works for a week before. But we're going to launch the auction on Monday. So on Monday, everyone will be able to go to 32 Auctions and see all the works that are there. There's over 100 this year, which is really amazing. The generosity of artists in the community and outside of the community is really like overwhelming and wonderful. And some of the works are just really incredible.
Okay.
I mean, all of the works are incredible. But of course, everyone has their favorites, right?
So. Right. And now I'm going to put you on the spot because I'm going to ask you to give us a sneak peek of a couple of different works. I know you can't possibly name everybody, and you know, I'm not asking you to pick favorites, but give us a little sense.
So some of the works that I'm just looking at the auction page right now. So some of the things that are jumping out to me are there's a really beautiful little embroidery work by Anna Torma. So, of course, the Owens was really lucky to have an exhibition of Anna Torma's work in December. The work's called Red Dots, and it's classic Anna Torma. It's really beautiful. And then Darcy Wilson, who's a graduate of Mount Allison, and is also, she was one of three artists from the Atlantic who received, in 2020, they divided the Sobey Award between 25 artists, so Darcy was one of them. And then there are two other artists with work in the auction who were part of that, Graham Patterson and Melanie Colissimo. And they have really lovely work available. So those are, I think that's about four pieces. And then Eric Edson has a really gorgeous piece. It looks like an owl with pencils in his eyes. It's hard for me to like,
oh, I know you can't
There's
pick.
There's just so many. Like, it's real. Like, there are over 100 works. Kaylee Cook has a really lovely porcelain work. She's been doing beautiful work gathering flowers and like, dipping them in, like, I don't know. My technical knowledge of pottery is really poor, but, like, in a slip and then firing them so that they disintegrate. But there's this beautiful pattern that's left. It's fragile porcelain or clay pattern. It's really lovely.
Wow, that sounds exciting. And so you're, you know, we're recording this early, but this interview is airing on Monday. So these will all be live by the time people are hearing this. So they can, they can go.
Yes.
How do they go see these artworks?
32 Auctions. Go to the Sweetest Little Thing website. That's easy enough.
And from there, there's links to the auction.
From there, there's links to the auction. So
great.
Sorry, I'm like, I'm not going to read this URL. It's too complicated. But.
No. The Sweetest Little Thing. And we'll link it on the CHMA website as well.
Yeah.
How important is this event in for the art scene in Sackville? You mentioned that it's become more of a community event than a fundraiser even. What's the role that it has here?
I think it's very important. It's always been just a really fun, lovely event. It's always been like this feeling of community and being together and celebrating the artists in the community and celebrating these two arts institutions, these two galleries that have such a close relationship and I think are so important to Sackville. I think last year's A Sweetest Little Thing was so different, but I also think that it was no less important because, I mean, the thing about it is that Valentine's Day is in February, and February can be a pretty pretty difficult month. And last February 2021 was incredibly difficult. And this year is the same. And I think it, like, my spirits are buoyed. And I'm on this side of things, right? Like, we're still running around doing all the work. But I know that, like, I'm really excited for the virtual variety show. I think it just puts people, it brings people to a warm, fuzzy, kind place in the middle of a cold, dark month, if that makes sense. Anyway, that's part of why I think it's so important. And I think, you know, you get, like, it's just, there's such good energy around it. Like, the jingle this year and every year, and the poster, I mean, it's just, I don't know, this makes me feel really good. And I don't think I'm alone.
I wanted to ask about the jingle. This year, it's Shotgun Jimmy featuring Chad Van Galen and Julie Duran.
Yeah.
It's quite a neat tradition, and I want to make sure listeners know that they can go hear all the jingles, like a wide variety of local artists and visiting musicians. Like, you've got Clark a Wineworm, Keeper E, the Glam Bats, Construction, Deconstruction. Corey Eisner seems to have started the tradition of the jingle. Is that the history of it? After a few years running, he sort of passed the torch to other people, to other musicians, to take it on?
I'm sorry to say that I'm not the right person to ask about this, because I wasn't here when it started, and I'm not exactly sure, but it sounds like something that the Owens and Struts came up with, and it may have been with Corey Eisner, but it did, from that point on, the practice of inviting somebody different every year began, and that there are 13 jingles now, so we have an album of jingles, essentially, and it's just some, I don't know, they're essentially songs. They're not really jingles. They're quite, like, well done and produced. So, they're really, I listened to them, like, on a loop last year, and there's something for everyone, for sure.
Yeah. We'll be playing this year's jingle, right after we're done talking with you.
Great. I feel like it captures the event so well, and
yeah.
Great.
So the online auction is live now. People can look at the artworks, and can they bid all week, or will the bidding only happen on Valentine's Day, on the event date?
No, they can start bidding right away.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to have an account with 32 Auctions, but you can start bidding right away. And then, of course, if you really, really want a work of art, you better stay till the end, because you might get outbid. So sometimes there are bidding wars at the very end. And 32 Auctions lets us go for about half an hour past the deadline, depending on how many bidding wars are going on. So,
And is that deadline February 14th, basically, during the event?
Yeah. So February 14th, there will be a virtual variety show starting at 8 p.m. Atlanta time, and it'll go till 10. And then the auction will end at 10, unless there are bidding wars going on. And after the auction, anyone who doesn't want to, like, stick around for the bidding wars can go on over to a virtual Zoom dance party hosted by Graham Patterson. He did that last year, and it was super, super fun.
Okay, well, thanks so much for telling us about this, Emily. I really appreciate it. And we'll have links on chmafm.com, and you can go to the Sweetest Little Thing website as well. Just Google it up. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
That was Emily Falvey of the Owens Art Gallery. The Sweetest Little Thing auction is live today and will close after the event itself on February 14th. That's it for today's show. Before we bring you the weather, here's the Sweetest Little Thing jingle for 2022 by Shotgun Jimmy, featuring Chad Van Galen and Julie Duaron.
You only miss me when it's snowing. Snowflakes fall from the sky like a butterfly fumbles through the morning. Flutters to the ground like a feather that is down and escaping from your parka. Riding on the air, got caught in your hair, now it's sparkling like a sparkle. The sweetest little thing, the sweetest little thing. The sweetest little thing.
Step into the photo booth. Step into another realm. Acting like a total goof.
The sweetest little thing.